Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. This is The Feeling of Jazz, and we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to continue tonight with the second installment of our salute to the complete Verve and Clef recording sessions of vibraphonist Lionel Hampton with Oscar Peterson on piano on all of the cuts. Now, Lionel was raised in Chicago and gravitated to the L.A. area in around 1929-1930, and he was picked up by Louis Armstrong, who had a big band at Sebastiani's Cotton Club in L.A., and made quite a name for himself there as both a drummer and a vibraphonist. Then he went on to gig around until Benny Goodman picked him up in 1936, and he became part of the first integrated jazz quartet on record, along with Teddy Wilson on piano and Gene Krupa on drums. And then he went on to make several recordings under his own name for RCA Victor, bring in the greatest of the sidemen of that era, and cut innumerable 78s in that context. And then finally, around 1940 or 41, he formed a big band, which he led almost all the way until his death a few years ago. And but here we're going to do his small group sessions that he cut for a producer and owner of Verve and Clef Records, Norman Granz. Oscar Peterson is on piano on all of these tracks, and backed up usually by Ray Brown and Buddy Rich on bass and drums, respectively. Our first track is going to be a Fletcher Henderson composition that became popular with the jazz artists. It's Soft Winds, and recorded in 1953 in New York City with Ray Brown and Buddy Rich backing up Lionel Hampton and Oscar Peterson on vibes and piano. So let's listen to Soft Winds. Thank you. That was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Vibra Harnessed Lionel Hampton, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, doing an old jazz standard written by Fletcher Henderson called Soft Winds. It was cut on a Clef label in New York City in 1953. So what's up next, Al?
I'm going to start off with a big band number led by drummer Barrett Deems. It's from a Delmark CD entitled How Do You Like It So Far? Barrett had an interesting career, highlighted by most of the years he spent with Louis Armstrong's All-Stars, which enabled him to not only tour the world, but also to appear in films like Bing Crosby's High Society, which also starred Grace Kelly and Frank Sinatra. In later years, he would often appear in the various jazz festivals that were held around the country, and he became known by his peers as the world's oldest teenager. And typical of that was the duck call he had around his neck most of the time, which he used to express his opinion, whether he was on the bandstand or in the audience. At the time of this recording, he was approaching his 80th birthday and was recovering from recent lung surgery, but that didn't seem to slow him down much. The group he heads here is an 18-piece group made up of primarily of Chicago musicians, and we'll hear solos from the likes of Rob Curtis on guitar, Brad Good on trumpet, Mike Levin on tenor sax, and of course Barrett himself. The tune is a Cole Porter tune entitled Love for Sale. Thank you. That was Love for Sale by the Barrett Deems Big Band, and you heard solos from Rob Curtis on guitar, Brad Good on trumpet, Mike Levin on tenor sax, and of course Barrett at the end. That's from a Delmark CD entitled How Do You Like It So Far, released on the Delmark label in 1994.
Now I'm going to continue with our featured artist of the week, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, accompanied by Oscar Peterson on piano on all the tracks that we feature Lionel on tonight. And in this particular session that was cut on the Clef label back in 1954 in New York City, besides Lionel on vibes and Oscar on piano and Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, they brought in the master clarinetist in the bop era, Buddy DeFranco. And it's a swinging little version of It's Only a Paper Moon, which is a great pop tune written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. So let's listen to It's Only a Paper Moon. Well, it was an up-tempo romp to an old Harold Arlen Yip Harburg classic, It's Only a Paper Moon. This is from our highlight artist of the week, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, of course, backed by Oscar Peterson on piano, Buddy Rich on drums, Ray Brown on bass, and they brought one of the premier bop clarinets into the studio to make it a quintet. That was Buddy DeFranco on clarinet racing through that version of It's Only a Paper Moon. So what's up next, Al?
Next is a group led by Buck Clayton from a CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault. And, of course, Buck was a member of Basie's very first band and appeared often with Basie and other Basie alumni in small group sessions for years. Here he is with fellow alum Joe Newman on trumpet, Herbie Green on trombone, Henderson Chambers on trombone, Lem Davis on alto sax, Julian Dash on tenor sax, Charlie Foulkes on baritone sax, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, and the classic rhythm section of Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. They're going to do a tune originally written by band leader Billy May entitled My Lean Baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was My Lean Baby, a tune originally written by Billy May. Roy Elford later added lyrics to it, and then Frank Sinatra made it into a popular hit after that. A couple of solos there by underappreciated, underrecorded musicians, Lem Davis on alto sax and Julian Dash on tenor sax. And that was from a CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault. That number was originally recorded by Columbia in 1953, and then they brought it out of the vault and reissued it on CD in 1988.
Continuing with our Spotlight Artist of the Week, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, we're going to move now to New York City in September of 1954. Again, Lionel is assisted ably on the piano by Oscar Peterson. His usual rhythm section of Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums. They added also on this track the guitar artistry of Herb Ellis, who was in the original Oscar Peterson trio with Ray Brown. And so this is a swinging version of that old warhorse, goes clear back to the 30s, Indiana. Thank you. nice swinging version, that old War Horse, Indiana. And, of course, we had Lionel there on Vibes, and Oscar Peterson was on piano. The bassist, Ray Brown, and the guitarist, Herb Ellis, were part of the Oscar Peterson trio at that time, and then, of course, Buddy Rich on drums. So, Indiana. Now, what's up next, Al?
You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a short break between the hours for the news. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got lots of quality mainstream jazz lined up for your listening pleasure. Next, we have Eddie Miller working here with the Johnny Varro Trio on a Delmark CD. Eddie's career got a good start in the 1930s when he was with the Bob Crosby Band. Then in 1942, he went into the service during World War II, and after his discharge, headed for the West Coast, where he worked for a while with Pete Fountain and Al Hurt, and spent a good number of years with the Jackie Gleason Show. So here we have Eddie on tenor sax, Johnny Varro on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, Gene Estes on drums, and they're going to do the classic Ellington tune, Sea Jam Blues.